You're listening to the Midday Show on KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, and I am uber excited right now. Live in studio with me now, it's James Blake.
Hiya.
Welcome. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I can't wait to hear what you got.
Cool. Are we playing Unluck?
Since call out one of three, three wolves care for me. When crossings call out one of three, only child take good care of like you play and fall. Tree wolves care for me when crossings call out one of three. Tree wolves care for me when crossings call out one of three. Playing, falling, child, take good care of like you. Playing, falling, child, take good care of like you. Playing, falling, child, take good care of like you. Playing, falling, child, take good care of.
James Blake live on KEXP playing tonight here in Seattle at the Tractor Tavern.
Hi.
Hi. It's great to have you all here, and such a moody vibe that you're creating. Want to play another song?
Yeah, sure.
Castles breathe. Looking further, I can see. Without tact to read, she'll take a shine to me. Be condor.
You've altered my brain waves. You've put me in a state. I feel like I've lost all sense of being able to talk. It's James Blake live on KEXP. That sounds stunningly gorgeous. It's so great to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great to be here. This is really good.
It sounds amazing.
It sounds really good today.
James playing at the Tractor Tavern here in Seattle tonight, and an equally gorgeous album out called James Blake. And I understand that music has been a part of your life since you were young. Did you start studying music at a young age?
Yeah. I was playing piano from quite young, and I kind of learned classically, but it wasn't kind of any music school stuff, but I kind of, yeah. I learned the piano, really, you know, just lessons.
Is it something that you enjoyed at a young age, or is it the kind of thing where your parents are like, you're going to learn piano and you have to practice 3 hours a day, or did you find sort of an inner joy in it?
Well, the thing is, my dad's a guitarist, so he kind of and he kind of taught himself, and I didn't really want to play a lot of the stuff I was playing, but I liked it. I had a fascination with the piano itself, so I saw that it was a way of just learning about it, and not really, I didn't engage too much with the classical world, really. But, you know, I'm glad I did it. I spent most of my time just like, sort of playing, and like, it wasn't really practice, it was just sort of mucking around.
Well, something must have captured your interest at a young age, because you continued to study music through university, is that right?
Yeah, I did. It was a normal uni, but I did music, I don't know, it's kind of, it was good to be there, you know, because I wrote a lot of the music, that we're performing in those years.
What did that music sound like back then?
Exactly like this. I produced it.
I guess what I'm asking is, you have a very distinct style of music, and I'm wondering when you started experimenting with that and what we hear now, and if there were times when you played music that sounded different than this.
Oh, right. Well, I was playing a lot of piano and singing. I don't know. I didn't really record a lot before I started to produce, because I didn't have any means of doing it. I mean, I had, like, a microphone, and I know my dad was able to record stuff, but I just wasn't involved. I wasn't interested in recording anything until I got involved with a computer and tried sort of making beats and stuff, and then I found that I could sort of make my own stuff.
How do you actually create the music in a tangible way?
Well,
is that a big question?
Yeah. No, not really. I mean, I kind of approach it in the same way a producer would approach writing a dance floor tune, or, you know, you're kind of like putting stuff together, like building blocks, on a screen. Sounds pretty grayscale, really, compared to what it actually feels like. But, you know, I start at the piano sometimes. I start maybe at the computer, or I start, you know, on a keyboard, or just with a poem, or I don't know. It's just many different ways of working.
Watching you perform these songs live, I realized that a lot of the vocals that I hear are actually you, and I assumed a lot of them were samples that you might have gotten in other places. Are most of the vocals on the album your own voice?
Yeah, they're all my own voice, yeah. And there's, like, this, I think a lot of people didn't know that a lot of the EPs as well were just my vocal samples. But I think if you listen to the album, you probably hear those EPs and recognize them as well in some way.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have guessed, especially on the EPs, that was all you. I thought crate digging for those.
Yeah, not CMYK, obviously, and all those. That EP was the one that I didn't.
Well, your music takes us on a fabulous journey, and like I said, it's just transport you to another place, and it's so fun to see you performing these songs live after enjoying the album for so long. And again, we're so happy that you're here today. Can you play a couple more songs?
Yeah, absolutely. Just got to turn this mic around.
It's James Blake live here on KEXP.
There's a limit to love. like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? There's a limit to care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? There's a limit to care. There's a limit to care. So carelessly there. There's a limit to care. There's a limit to your life. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with love. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love.
James Blake live on KEXP. You have these gorgeous dramatic pauses in some of the songs on the album. It's so intimidating to start speaking when you're playing live. I don't want to cut a song off.
No, there's no danger of that, I don't think. It's all ambient noise, you know.
Got one more?
Yeah. This is called the Wilhelm Scream.
I don't know about my dreams. I don't know about my dreaming anymore. All that I know is I'm falling, 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 falling. Might as well fall in. I don't know about my love. I don't know about my love. anymore. All that I know is I'm falling, 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 falling. Might as well fall. I don't know about my dreams. I don't know about my dreaming anymore. All that I know is I'm falling, 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 falling. Might as well fall. I don't know about my love. I don't know about my loving anymore. All that I know is turning, 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 turning. Might as well turn. I don't know about my dreams. About my dreaming anymore. All that I know, I'm falling, 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 falling. But I don't fall. I don't know about my love. I don't know about my loving anymore. All that I know is it's turning, 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 turning. Might as well turn. Don't know about my dreams.
It's James Blake live on KEXP. That is breathtakingly beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the album, self-titled, James playing tonight at the Tractor Tavern here in Seattle. And again, it's so wonderful to hear you performing these songs live today. This is KEXP Seattle.